I'm Laura.
And I'm Emma.
And we're Mom Best Friend.
The friends you always wanted.
Always needed.
Didn't know you needed.
Didn't know you wanted.
I have Lennox and Sebastian.
And I'm mom to Cleo and Beau.
And we have surveyed a lot of women.
A lot of moms.
And we've all got a lot to say.
Let's get into it. Welcome back, Mom Best Friend Pod.
The friends you never wanted, but always needed.
Maybe.
Depends on the day.
Yes.
But we're here for you regardless.
We're here for you.
Unless you like it or not.
Right. Unless you are trying to shame us.
Well, then we're not there for you.
Mom shaming is the episode.
Yes. Because it is something we all do, even if just in our heads. And you can sit there and say, oh, I've never mom shamed. And you are a liar.
I don't know. I don't shame moms.
That's true.
But I judge them.
For sure. You know, I might do something that somebody else doesn't do and doesn't agree with. And they're in their head going to be like, oh, well, she's doing it this way. That's not how I do it. And so that's judging.
Well, I don't think that's how people think. I don't think people think that's not how I do it. That's evolved thinking.
Yeah, that's
true. I think people think that person is a bad mom.
For sure.
They don't think like, oh, I would do it differently. They're like, no, they suck. It. Yeah. Well, and it's not just moms. It's people that don't even have kids. Yeah. And those are the worst ones.
Those are like, the worst.
Ugh. So we did our weekly survey.
We did.
And I was blown away by all the things that bother people about moms, like the way moms are with their kids.
But also, like, the honesty. Bravo, guys. Like,
it was a lot to read through, honestly.
You don't lie to your friends, and you didn't lie to us.
Well, my favorite was, so we started the survey, we said, do you mom shame? And, like, 80% of the people were like, no,
yeah,
never.
Yeah.
And then I was like, no, really? Have you ever judged a mom in your head? And then 80% said they did do
yes.
that. So it took asking twice before people really were like, okay,
it's
we do.
When you ask.
Everyone's like, no, we're so great.
Yeah.
No, I would never.
No, then, mom power. We're all right. In this together. I mean, honestly, after doing this survey, like, I've judged people in my head for all this stuff. I'll see someone giving their kid, like, Coke or something when they're, like, one.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, no.
It's funny that you had that. You read all the responses and you were like, oh, man, I'm guilty of judging all this. I was reading the responses like, I'm guilty of doing all of this. Wow. Like, come on. Cleo's had a sip of Coke.
Of course, but I'm talking about...
But if you saw me do that, you would say, oh my goodness, I can't believe she's letting her do that. But meanwhile, it's like very few and far between. So if you catch me doing something like that, like, I get it. I'd shame myself if I gave my kid, like, soda every day.
But you don't put it in her lunchbox to preschool.
I don't know what I was going to
say. I got in trouble for bringing Halloween cookies for his class. They're like, oh, no, we don't allow cookies or dessert in the class. I was like, okay, well, when I was a kid, we used to bring cupcakes.
I know. Well, this isn't...
Times
this
they
isn't
have
Kansas
a shame.
Anymore. This isn't...
Yeah,
Kansas.
This is a nut-free zone, you guys.
Oh, yeah, the nuts.
Oh, I mean, when I was a kid, I used to have peanut butter and jelly every day.
I know,
peanut
but that was before the allergy epidemic.
I know, it's a...
I mean, Cleo has a nut allergy, and I'm like, are these peanut butter kids running around my kid with their hands all peanut buttery, chasing her peanut hands?
Yeah.
peanut hands running around.
They just bring jars to school and dip their hands in.
Oh, my God. Well, that brings up a whole other thing with the vaccinations.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of parents criticizing parents who are not vaccinating.
And vice versa.
And vice versa. Well, the parents that are not vaccinated are saying they're being attacked in the streets. But they're also very vocal online.
Very vocal. And I think
not that... super into how vocal the anti-vax community is trying to get people to not vaccinate. Because one thing, if your kid has a medical condition and, like, fever spike quickly, that's great. That's fine. But, like, it's not the best choice for everyone. I think most people should be vaccinating.
Lennox had a bad reaction to his MMR, but I still gave Sebastian an MMR because I feel like it was the right choice, at least for us. It scares me a little bit, especially because there's, like, the measles outbreak right now. And I'm like, my kid can't be vaccinated yet, but your kid could be.
Right.
And
I
they're
know.
Running around.
Same thing happening in Brooklyn. I'm like, honestly, and this sounds bad. It's because, like, the Hasidic community overwhelmingly, I guess, does not vaccinate, and that's where the outbreak is. And so, like, when I go to the playground and, like, all the Hasidic community's out because it's a nice day, I'm like, oh, we can't play here, Cleo. Sorry, because, like, Bo can't be on these swings right now because he can't be vaccinated yet. So,
And that's when I feel a little judgy, and I feel like people being selfish, even if it's their beliefs, And I'm judging that.
But you don't know, right? You don't know their situation.
I don't know their situation. And there's like the herd, and there's people who can't get vaccinated because they're sick or they have
some... Or they're too young or whatever it is.
But yeah.
So look at, we're already launching the mom shaming episode. We're already into mom shaming ourselves. This is all not shaming, but like every person thinks they have the right answer. And some answers I think are better than others for sure.
Yeah.
But the reality is some parents might be better or more strict in one area. Yeah. And other parents might be better or more loving or compassionate in another area. So like I think that there is no such thing as like the best parent. There's just different.
It's all different. I mean, there are some pretty crappy parents out there who leave their kids in the car in the hot summer day.
You know what? I have to say something about this. Because my friend left her kid in the car to go into like a bodega. And it was a hot day. But he's 4, and the windows were down, and like he was fine.
But he was leaving it for 2 minutes. Car seat.
Yeah, he was in a car seat. But like, I don't know. And two guys, she was like, of course, it was like two white men who like probably don't have kids, were waiting for her when she got back. He was in there for 2 minutes and like screamed at her and was like, "You're the worst mother. You can't leave your kid in the car." Like the doors were locked, the windows were down, so like no one could have like kidnapped him.
Was the car on?
The car was not on. But she was only in for 2 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, but that's the thing. It's like, you have to know. She's also, like, a single mom, and she had to run an errand, and, like, so it's one of those things where you're just, like, you have to understand. She's a great mom.
Yeah.
She just did that 1 second thing that, like, it's a hot issue. There is a difference between child abuse.
Yeah.
And, like, but I do think there are some things that people think are child abuse that might not necessarily be. Like, and also different cultures do things differently.
That's very true.
Like, someone sent in there, like, in Scotland, you don't praise your children as much. It was like this, like growing up, you would always told, like you kind of like mocked them or like told them what was wrong and maybe what would we consider like a mean way. Yeah. And maybe child development has changed there and like they've done more studies and like that's not necessarily how you should talk to a child. But like some things are culturally ingrained and that's just the way a culture does things. Like in Sweden and I think a lot of Scandinavian countries, when your kid's napping in a stroller, you leave them on the sidewalk napping and you go into the restaurant and have a meal. And that's culturally acceptable.
Sounds nice, actually.
And like in Japan, kids that are 4 years old take the subway by themselves. Like, that's just culture.
Can you imagine like Lennox taking the subway?
But like if he were raised in that culture and raised with that like ability, like because like that just is a skill set that those kids then have. So I do feel like before we just like snap judgment at people, we're just like, okay, where do they grow up? Like, what are their points of reference? Like, what are they going through? Is that kid actually in harm? Or are we just, like, putting our own sort of spin on the situation?
But, I mean, they do that with dogs, too, in hot cars. People freak out. They'll leave notes and be like, how could you leave a dog in the hot car?
And, like, how hot is the car?
I feel like it's pretty hot. Some of the cars get pretty
hot. Well, all right. Before we get into all of this, because there's, like, so many things we could talk about. Yeah. Listen, because, like, I'm not going to stick up for, like, every parenting practice ever that is, like, questionable. No. I'm not. I'm just saying there are scenarios that, like, aren't as bad as people always think.
Completely, because you never know what's going on. You never know their, I guess, what kind of day they're having.
Kind of day. Or, like, the situation might not be as bad as it looks.
Yeah. Humans are very fast to pass judgment.
Because especially when it comes to kids, because that's like our youth. That's like, and everyone's kid's going to talk to everyone's kid. And like, that's society. Like we're helping.
We're building raising the future.
Tomorrow. Like, we don't want tomorrow to be all fucked up because we're terrible parents. Like, am I even allowed to say fucked up? Like, because some people are like, I don't like parents who swear. I mean,
then I'm the worst mother in the world.
I mean, I don't really swear in front of my kids as, like,
good for
often.
You because I do sometimes.
But I do sometimes, once in a while. But I do, I have really, now that Cleo can, like, really pick it up. She hasn't, but she did say Jesus the other day. And I was like, I don't even say Jesus. Who's saying Jesus around you? She was like, Jesus. I was like, what?
Oh, boy.
It was kind of funny, but then I was like, that's not funny. That's not funny. It was kind of funny. Yeah. Not even that I think of that as like a swear, but...
I don't think it's a swear.
It's just so weird to have a 2-year-old being like, Jesus.
Oh, this is our future.
Anyway, so getting into it, I want to talk about the survey because we asked specific questions of people. Like what... So have you ever talked shit about a mom behind her back? 80% of people were like, yes. And then we said, for what? And then they listed off all these different things. But then we got specific with it because we wanted to know exactly what people were shaming about the most.
Okay, so before we get to the nitty gritty, I just want to talk about every plate for just 1 second. You guys, this is kind of a big deal. This is our first ad, and I'm so sad because Laura can't be next to me recording it because we are practicing safe social distancing because of the coronavirus outbreak. But I can tell you, Laura loves her some every plate, as do I. Full disclosure, I have been making it for my family all week, and they have never been happier, even though they're not allowed to leave the house. So I feel like that's got to say something. It's pre-measured ingredients make it so easy to make, and it's so good. It also takes 30 minutes or less, so not mad at that. It's way more affordable and safe than ordering from a restaurant. And you know what? Personally, the last thing I want to do is go to the grocery store right now. So we have a special little treat for you. Everyplate.com is offering 3 weeks of Every Plate meals for $2.99 a meal by going to everyplate.com and entering code MBF3. Now, that's 3 weeks of Every Plate meals for only $2.99 a meal by going to everyplate.com and entering MBF3. You are welcome. And now back to what moms shame about most.
About half of people said that they would judge or talk shit about a mom who yells at their kid in public.
Would you?
It depends on how they're yelling at their kid.
Yeah, it depends.
They get too crazy. Maybe you have three kids and they're all running amok and you're just like, get over here now. Like,
for somebody to say that they've never yelled. Like, I've had moments before where I'm like, someone's going to call the police. Because, like, I'll have a moment as a mother. I'm human. I'm like, let her out, you know? And then I'm like, oh, wait, I'm in public. Probably shouldn't do that.
Right. I know, because we asked, do people change how they are towards their kids in public? And 50% said, we do. Because you might, like, I don't change it so much, but I just know that other people are going to be, like,
watching
and judging.
I have had moments where I lose my shit because I got two kids. I'm human. I'm stretched too thin sometimes, and I snap. So, yeah, I would judge somebody, but also I do it myself, so it's hard.
I also judge myself when I do it.
Oh, for sure. I'm like, oh, my God, Lennox, here, have a cookie, have ice cream. I feel horrible.
I know. Every time I'm, like, bribing, I'm like, oh, no, if another mom could see me now, when I'm out, I'm just like, okay, we're just going to work through this.
Yeah.
Although, at the same time, you know, when Cleo was at a certain age, I would just, like, hand her the phone when she was having a meltdown, which other people
have all done that.
I can't believe that one-year-old's on a phone. But I would judge, but at the same time, it's like, we already feel guilty about these things, so it doesn't help when, like, strangers shoot you dirty looks.
And is it that we're also judging ourselves?
Right.
Because, like, when you see someone else, it's kind of like looking in the mirror, when you see someone else giving their kid the phone, you see someone else yelling at their kid in public, you're like, oh, shit, that's a horrible parent. But you're internalizing it.
Well, and you're just like, I've done that. Oh, my goodness. So I think you're right.
Yeah.
So really, the people that are judging the most are the ones that are probably doing all the stuff too and feeling so guilty.
Exactly.
So they're like, well, I can't fix myself, so I can yell at them about it. Crazy. All right, so iPad phone usage, interesting. 65% said they would judge someone for using an iPad or iPhone.
I feel like they can't be parents, all of those. Because
right. Well, yeah, and they're probably not. And I think that that's what's interesting, is that I think that it changes once you become a parent.
Yeah, a lot of people wrote to me and they said that they judged until they became parents.
Yes.
And then they said they stopped judging because they're like, oh, wait, shit. I need that iPad sometimes. Like, that iPad is a godsend sometimes. That thing can save a whole day, a whole situation. And is that great? No.
Well, and honestly, the iPad or iPhone isn't necessarily for me. It's sometimes for everyone around us, like,
you're
on a plane.
You're doing a civic duty.
Like, you know, and then people are like, I hate unruly kids, but I hate kids on iPhone, but I hate kids that eat this. I hate, and you're just like, all right, well, if my kids right now tired and can't nap in the certain situation we're in, right? So if I have a tired kid, what do they need? They need an iPad or a snack, something to distract them, and otherwise they're going to go running amok, right? And you're like, oh, why is your kid not napping? It's like, well, because every day isn't the same, and sometimes your kid can't nap. So, like, it's so true that, like, scenarios are so specific.
It depends.
Ugh. But iPads is a big one, all right? So people are judging unruly kids. 69% said they do judge parents with unruly kids. That's so fucked up. Everyone has an unruly kid at some point.
I have judged kids, and not necessarily unruly, but more disrespectful.
Yeah.
Like if a kid's like, fuck you, mom, or like pulling plants out of something, or like doing something that's like
murdering animals.
Yeah. Oh.
But then you can't necessarily judge the parents. You're just like, oh,
but maybe also, no, this
they're genetically a serial killer. Okay. And like, you can't blame the parents for that.
But you could also, if the mom's sitting there watching it happen, or like on her phone, or like doing something.
That was a big one. Everyone's like, moms that are like on their phone.
That bothers me too. That bothers me. But I also judge nannies on their phone when they're with the kids. Like, that's just.
I judge nannies when they're on the phone because that's their paid job. They clock out. Yeah. I don't judge moms who are on their phones because you know what? If like I'm at the playground and Cleo is happy having fun, like that's my
that's
very
different
small window of time where I can do something on my phone.
For sure, but
and I can work
different.
Or get something done. Like I have to get that done.
But I'm talking about when kids are doing shit like hitting another kid. Like I've been at the park before and the mom's sitting on her phone like but not paying attention at all and the kid's like beating the shit out of another kid or doing something horrible. Yeah. And I'm like, dude.
Yeah, but do you think it's on the mom?
And then the mom looks up and she's like waving and smiling. I'm like, what the fuck? Are you serious? That's the stuff that bothers me because like I get a little cray in those situations.
Right.
I'm like, fuck with my kid. I'm going to fuck you up. Sorry.
I know. You know, I'm just so lucky to have well-behaved children. I don't know if it's luck or
hashtag
something I'm doing.
Blessed. The park is like a reality show. It's literally a reality show.
Well, the park is just the way everyone parents, it's just all thrown
all
together.
That's like
the
most.
That's the place where you can see what people are really judging. Mm-hmm. But the reality is, and reading the responses, the reality is, there is someone judging every single thing. Do you trust a mom who looks too put together? About half people said, nope. I worry when someone is trying so hard to keep up appearances that they're so great.
Yeah, what's going on in the
then again, here I am being like, I don't judge a mom, but I do, of course. But I mean, I try not to. I try to catch myself.
I feel like a little bit of it like can be like jealousy. I feel like you're like, oh, cool. I haven't washed my hair in like 6 days, but this bitch got her nails all done.
Yeah.
Her hair is shiny.
I think the first thought is like, oh, they have a lot of help.
Mm-hmm.
They have a lot of help. They're probably not even raising their kid. But you're
yeah.
right. It's resentment, I
yeah.
feel. So much stuff. All right.
Judging a mom.
You know what I thought was interesting? We're talking about judging a mom for breastfeeding in public.
Hot button topic.
Hot button, but you know what? Only 5% of respondents said that they would judge a mom for breastfeeding in public.
So I don't know if that's true.
I think that people feel like people are judging them more than they are because they're in such a vulnerable
that's
moment.
That's true. That's actually a really good point.
It's like your boobs out, and if anyone looks at you, you're like, they're judging me.
Yeah.
Like, I've looked at women breastfeeding, and like, I don't want to like smile at them.
See, I'm creepy. I smile. I'm like, thumbs up.
I know. I want to be like, thumbs up, but like, that would be weird too, because I don't want to make them feel more uncomfortable
yeah.
than they already do with their boob out wherever they
I
are.
I just want to just like hug them and be like, I love you. Like, you're doing it.
But then you distract the baby, and they'd be like, get the fuck away from
me. That's true. And it's also weird to have someone hug you with your tits out.
Yeah,
you know,
but
lactating.
That's the one thing that people say that they've been verbally criticized for
that's,
the most in public.
Yes, and I actually, a few women told me that they had either their husband do it or family members shaming them for breastfeeding in public. Like, what are you going to do? Who wants to eat in a bathroom? I'm not going to take my kid and sit in
no.
a stall. I wouldn't. Would you go eat in a bathroom? That's disgusting.
That's
there's
gross.
Like poop particles floating
yeah.
in the
no,
air.
No, when I'm in the public bathroom, I'm like, I'm not touching anything.
Yeah, don't touch it. You think you're going to let your baby eat in there? No. And come
no.
on. Like, I don't even think it comes down to the feeding. I think it's just people being uptight and being like, oh,
I
boobs.
Know. It's such an American
yeah.
thing. All right. Have you ever judged a mom for having a drink? Most people are saying no.
Have a drink? Have a glass of wine. It's not going to kill you.
Right. Well, some people were like, oh, I hate when like moms are drinking and their kids are running around. And I'm like, well, their kids
everyone
are probably
having
fun.
Everyone has everything.
It depends on the restaurant and what you're doing and what time it is. I low-key, like, if your kid's out, like, really late. But then again, I don't know. Maybe you're traveling from Europe and they're jet lagged.
I know.
Next thing that people are shamed for a lot. Changing your baby in public.
Oh, my gosh. I would literally be the worst mom in the universe. I've changed both my kids in every single public place you can imagine.
Me too. You have to.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if there's no bathroom with a changing table, what are you supposed to do?
I mean, honestly, if we're going to be honest, sometimes even if there is a changing table, I'd prefer not to use it because it's all germy and gross.
I'm only changing a pee diaper.
Oh, yeah.
A poop diaper, like, I'm gonna find, like, a nice linoleum floor somewhere if there's no changing table. I go down on the floor.
I've done it at, like, a restaurant booth.
I've done it at a booth, but
yeah.
only, again, pee. I'm not a maniac.
I can say I have changed a shit diaper in the middle of a department store in the shoe section on the floor.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine.
And so many people have seen my baby's balls in public because I'm changing.
Yeah, well, some people wrote on to this one. They were like, oh no, because of like child predators. I'm like, oh my God.
Oh, that's the last thing I'm thinking about.
I think that people are outweighing the number of child predators that are around. I think there's a lot of like, I mean, come on. Like, I'm changing my kid. And some child predator is going to, like, come around and take photos of him. Like, that's ridiculous.
That's not going to happen.
That's not going to happen. Or I guess, like, they're worried the security footage at the store. Or
oh, my gosh. That's really deep.
I don't know. Like, you have to... If you're living at that level of fear... Yeah. Like...
In that moment, all I'm thinking about is changing my baby the easiest way possible for both of us. Those changing tables are hard.
Yeah.
They're very unsanitary.
I once yelled at, it was a mall, and the mall bathroom was closed, and I was like, I have to change my baby. It was like a poopy diaper. I was like, I need to change my baby. He was like, sorry, it's closed. And I was like, then I'm gonna do it right here! And I like did it in front of him, like angrily, and like was like making a mess. I was just like so
annoyed.
It wasn't closed, it was open. I saw people going in there, but I think they were like trying to close it down. Like, you know, when they're like in the process of closing it, I was like, just let me do it. So I did it like right there, and I could tell that he was just like, oh, like disgusted. I know, that was me using like poop warfare. It was like awful.
Look,
you can't judge me for that because the bathroom was closed. But yes, could I find like another area to like go? But I'm like, I just have to do
this
now.
That's a lot of work. You guys, if you don't have kids, you don't understand. It's literally like you're in the trenches. In that moment when a poop is done, first of all, it's going to start stinking up the whole area.
And leaking under their clothes.
Leaking.
And some kids don't like, Bo, if he poops, you better get changed right away because he freaks out.
Yeah. And then diaper rash. Like in that moment, like you're not thinking about, oh, you know, I got to find the right spot.
Right.
To like change a bed of roses.
Because some people's kids love sitting in their poop and they don't care and it's fine.
Lennox was one of those.
Yeah. Some of them love it. So then it's fine. And then you do. But like, honestly.
The butt health of my child is more important than your comfort.
Yeah. So come at us, gamers. Come at me.
Keep changing duties.
All right, this one was interesting. Do you like baby on board stickers? Because I think a lot of people, I'm afraid, listen, and I brought this up because I'm afraid to put a baby on board sticker on my car because I drive a little extra.
Yeah. Fun fact, I have one.
You do?
Yeah, I had no idea they were for first responders. I thought I was just trying to be cute.
I didn't know about the first responder thing either. So many people were like, it's not a choice. It's for first. I always thought it was like, oh, you're obsessed with having a baby. And
that's
like,
how I thought. That's the reason I had it. I was like, oh, I got a baby.
Be a little more proud of your family. Yeah.
So this whole time I was being an amazing mom by letting first responders know, and I didn't even know.
Yeah, look at you go. Part of me wonders, like, should you do something that risks you getting shamed if it's in the benefit of your kid?
100%.
Like, so this baby on board sticker, like, I know I'm gonna get dirty looks from people, but like, if I get the sticker, that's better for my kids.
Yeah.
Because, so it's how much mom judgment and shaming can I absorb for the benefit of my kids is another question.
I feel like you can handle it.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
I just do what I want to. It's like, ugh, you can be ashamed about that too. But I think that is a thing that a lot of moms have to deal with is just like, you know what? If doing this, I have to absorb judgment from others, but I think it's right for my kid. I think that that's actually very good parenting also.
That's true.
Being willing to like take the hatred of your community for something that you think is the best interest of your kid.
In a way, you're kind of teaching your child to do what's right, in a sense. Like, maybe with the judgment of other people, but you're doing the right thing.
Right.
Standing up for what's right, or whatever.
Yeah, what you think is right.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so, next thing. I was shocked that this was so low. Only half of people said that they don't judge people for what they feed their kid.
Really?
Half do, half don't. I mean, I don't like myself for doing
it. No, but I...
But like, I don't know, yeah, sometimes you see like that young kid with the big soda in the stroller at the zoo. You're just like, ugh.
Or like Doritos or...
Yeah, but it's a special day at the zoo.
Yeah.
I always have to caveat. I'm like, they're going through it.
And this is what's going to sound horrible, and I'm going to sound like a horrible person, and I'm sorry to everybody, but... The obesity epidemic in America is so crazy and so bad. And I think, like, when I see a child who is very, very, very overweight, like I saw a kid at the zoo the other day who is heavy, like really heavy, and like their parents kept giving them like the soda machine, like soda and chips and all this right. stuff, and I feel bad, and I feel bad for this child who isn't going to necessarily develop healthy eating habits.
Right.
And
then they're going to blame themselves when they're older
exactly,
for being overweight.
Exactly,
and in reality,
their
parents
could
help them.
Like your kid's like, oh, I want ice cream, I want cake, I want all this stuff. And then it's easier to say yes than it is to say no.
Right.
So yeah, I sometimes do judge people for what they feed their kid.
Yeah.
Okay, so speaking of food, I want to take a quick second to talk about Built Bar. Try as they may, nobody, and I mean nobody, can judge you for eating the most delicious, most nutritious, fastest growing protein bar on the market. You guys, I am obsessed. Laura's obsessed. The double chocolate is this delicious, gooey nugget of how is this healthy? But I mean, it is. It has 110 calories, 4 grams of sugar, 6 grams of fiber, and 15 grams of protein, which mama so badly needs. You guys have no idea. Or actually, you probably do. Built Bar is offering our listeners 10% off their first purchase. Just go to builtbar.com and enter the promo code MBF at checkout to receive 10% off your first order. That's builtbar.com and promo code MBF. One taste and you will be so hooked. Okay, let's get back to it.
But I'm surprised people are judging iPads more than they're judging food.
They ate parrots.
That seems a little bit crazy to me. It's like in a modern world,
yeah.
Like iPads are everywhere and iPhones are everywhere. Like I don't know any parent that doesn't spend time on their iPhone in front of their kids. So
no.
To judge someone for using an iPhone doesn't really make
sense.
Well,
yeah, in a way they're almost, so instead of giving your kid an iPad, they'll give him a treat instead.
Right.
So it's the same. You're doing the same thing in
it's
the end.
It's the same thing because the reality is you have to manage your kids somehow.
Exactly.
And, like, you can't always
so
be
you, yeah.
this, like, perfect mom,
you're
like, or
picking
perfect
what you're
parent.
Doing. You're picking the way you're shutting your kid up, basically.
Yeah. Once in a while, you got to shut the kids up.
Yeah.
Someone would shame you for saying that. The reality is there's, you could shame someone for doing every little thing on both sides.
Absolutely.
You could be like, oh, they're not giving their kid enough healthy food. And you're like, oh, well, they're not giving their kid a taste of the bad stuff so they don't get addicted later.
Yeah.
Like, whatever. I don't know. All right. So the next thing is, do you think you judge dads less? 50% of people said, we judge dads the same as moms. And I think that's bullshit and they're lying. People judge dads way less. They get applauded for, like, holding their kid's hand across the street.
Yeah.
They're like, what a great dad.
Yeah.
He didn't let that kid get
hurt. He needs a medal.
Yeah. Right? That's
dad
like
of the year
thing.
Mug.
Like, a dad, or a dad, like, posting a kid of his, like, kid on Instagram. It's like, oh my God, that dad really loves his kid. Meanwhile, moms
beautiful.
Are like, that's all they do in her. But
yeah, that's true.
Not
that's
all
true.
Moms. But, like, you know, and then people are like, oh, that mom is so annoying posting pictures of her kid.
And it's, you know what's interesting? I swear, if I saw a dad giving their kid a Coke, I'd be like, oh, yellow. But I see a mom doing that, like, that bitch.
I know. I know.
She knows better. He doesn't know better.
But people claim that they don't judge dads.
Yeah.
Any less, but I don't know. I think I also, like, tend to do that because I'm just, like, I do. I in my head, I sometimes just put it on the mom to be, like, the disciplinarian and the one that's, like, on top of it, which is ridiculous and old-fashioned. I need to get over myself.
Yeah. You should
ridiculous.
Be sleeping in separate beds.
This is my own parents' fault. They instilled those values in me. Wow. I wish I wanted to shame them more into, like, teaching me about equal roles in the house. This is not on the survey, but I have a question. Do you think that shaming makes us better parents? Or, like, judging makes
judging
us
people?
Better parents? Or do you think it makes us worse parents? Or do you think it doesn't matter? Like, if someone said, your kid's not in the car seat right.
Oh, I mean, if someone's telling me that my kid's not in the car seat right, and my kid is not in the car seat right, I'm going to fix it.
Right.
So I guess in a way it's good. And there are positives. I guess it's also the way how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
If someone's like, your kid, you're a horrible mom. Your kid's not in there right. And they send, like, links. Like, I've posted pictures of my kids before.
Oh,
and
that
I get, like,
is the links.
Emails and emails about your kid's not. And they send me links about, like, car seat safety. I'm like, whoa.
I mean, if you read all the car seat safety stuff, I should be in a car seat facing backward.
My mom too.
We all should be.
Yeah.
Everyone should be. You should be driving the car facing backwards
seriously.
At all times.
Safety first.
But I don't know.
Yeah, so I guess it depends. Like, I feel like judging can be beneficial, but that's also rude and annoying.
It's really fucking annoying. Yeah, it's a mixed bag. Oh my God. Everyone's getting dirty looks from strangers. 78% reported yes. 15% said it was warranted though.
That's so good.
But that's honesty, and I think that's also moms judging themselves. So I think that the reality is, like, if you're a mom and, like, you're doing something, like, a lot of times you know that's not perfect parenting, but your kid is off the rails for a moment,
yeah,
and you need to rein it in. And you need to do what you need to do. And I think that that sort of parenting is okay. And that we're not allowing moms to sort of get through their day by making them feel bad and, yeah, like, shaming them. That's just adding to a stressful day.
And a lot of times, sometimes as parents, you half-ass things. You half-ass it because you're tired. You haven't slept. Right. Your kids
are not even half-assing. You're full-assing.
Yeah.
But your energy level's low because, yeah, you've been full momming
and
so hard.
And sometimes you want to take the easy way out. I'm sorry. Sometimes you want to appease your child when they're losing their shit in public and you say, fuck me, give them an iPad for 2 seconds just to shut them up for 1 second. Just so, like,
I know.
The world around you is, because the thing is this, like you said, when people give you, when you give your child an iPad, people stare and they judge. But when your child is screaming bloody murder in a restaurant, people are judging too. So, yeah, there's no...
And then they're just like, well, then you shouldn't bring your kid in the restaurant. And they're, yeah, like, okay, then my kid will have never eaten at a restaurant. And then, yeah, they're going to be this kind of person, yeah, that doesn't know how to, like, behave themselves. I know, it's crazy. Horrible. You cannot win. Having kids is hard.
Yeah.
And people that don't have kids should shut up.
Yeah.
And people with kids shut up too.
But yeah, they should be like, yeah, I got you. I totally get it. A lot of times, like, if I'm in Target or something and I see a kid and that kid is losing their shit and the mom literally looks like she's about to cry, sometimes I'll, like, smile at her and I say, I got you. I get it. And I actually try to say that a lot because I feel like in that moment to have someone, even if everyone else around you is being an asshole and be like, oh, fucking kids, to have one person come up and say, oh my gosh, I feel you.
I feel you.
It feels,
yeah,
good.
I know, when your kids, when people's kids are having a tantrum, I always try to, like, and I don't know if this is good or bad, but I, like, help them.
Yeah.
Like, this one kid was having a tantrum, like, didn't want to walk on the street, like, sitting down, like, I'm not walking. And then I, like, walk by and, like, sometimes a stranger can, like, snap your kid,
yeah,
out of it.
Yeah, that's true.
And I was just like, hey, you want a race?
Oh.
And the kid was like, yeah, and, like, got up, and then, like, we ran down the street, and she was like, oh my, and I wasn't even going that way, but I, like, got the kid moving and snapped him out of his mood, and, yeah, that was, and, like, that was cool, and, like, I hope the mom thought that was cool, but, and again, you never know, because, yeah, you're not necessarily supposed to, like, interact with other people's kids, because that, yeah, could be weird, but it worked, and he was happy, and she was happy, and I was, like, glad I did it.
Yeah.
So one thing you wish you could say to someone who criticized your parenting.
People walk here a mile,
just like,
in my shoes.
You don't even really know what's going on.
Yeah.
Step off your high horse. Don't worry about it. We all pick our battles, and this is what feels right to me in this moment, and it's called life. Please stop judging. People are saying, fuck off. Mike Tyson once said, everyone has a plan until they get punched in the mouth.
I like it. That needs to be my life motto.
Yeah. This is not my child. It's not your child. We're all trying to survive. You don't know my situation. Yeah. Mind your own business. Different kids need different parenting, and
that's
this is true.
Not all kids are the same.
And so I think that that's the point of this episode. Is, like, there's 1,000 ways to skin a cat.
Yeah.
There's 1,000 ways to judge a mom.
Yeah.
You could judge mom left ways, right ways, up, yeah, and down, all over. Judge yourself, judge other moms. You can say it all. You can shame them. You can say it out loud. All you're doing, though, is making other people feel shitty.
Yeah.
And you're making yourself feel shitty. Because the more you, like, talk about someone else, the worse you feel about yourself because you're not perfect either.
I think it makes themselves feel better in a moment. And I think that when people shame other people, think in a second, it makes you feel good because you're like, oh, I'm a better mom. I have a better body. I have better this. I have better that. And, yeah, I think in...
Until a moment of weakness, though, mm-hmm, when you realize that you have shamed or judged someone for doing something that you do, then you just get down on yourself.
Absolutely.
Which is also... You gotta, like, let yourself live a little, breathe, yeah, a little. Like, all these things that people were listing of things they judge mom, I've done, like, almost all of, yeah, them. So we asked people, are moms afraid of thinking people think they're a bad mom? And half of people said yes. They don't want people. And the other half was like, no, fuck that. We don't care.
I feel like I don't really care because I know I'm not a bad mom.
Right. I think when you know you're not a bad mom.
Yeah, I'm like, you know what? If you think I'm a bad mom, that's on you. That's a lot of energy you're focusing on thinking I'm a bad mom.
Right. And also bad is so, like, it's all so subjective.
It's relative. Yeah.
Because things that you think are important or you think are good ways to, like, raise a kid, they might not be the same as mine. And so I had a friend write in. She said the most brilliant thing, because she was like, it was about the iPad specifically. she was like, you can't like hide technology. It's the technological age and you got to get with the times.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't let my kid have an iPad, but I find people that let their kids have iPhones and iPads inspiring because they're letting the kids be kids and they're able to absorb the shame of the community. It's nice to have a chill mom who lets them be wild and unruly in your mom squad. Diversity in parenting is important. So yeah, some things might make you feel uncomfortable, but we need to be uncomfortable.
That's true.
Because no one really knows exactly what they're doing, and it's nice to see where they're parenting from.
Yeah.
So if it's your own paternal parenting inherited from your parents or your wisdom or your trust or your intuition, they might have different wisdom and trust and intuition. So it was such a beautiful way to like say like all ways of parenting are great. Stop snap judging and enjoy that there are parents out there not like you.
It's kind of like a we are the world moment.
Yeah. Because some people really like to, like, in public, some people really like to, like, discipline their kid and be strict with them. Some kids are like, no, it's important that kids, like, can be themselves in public situations, too. And yeah. that the society, like, absorbs their energy, too.
Yeah, like, it's okay if my kid is biting, it's what he's feeling in the moment. He's expressing himself.
I don't know about it that far, but like,
are you serious? There are totally parents who do that. Like, oh, my kid just hit you. He's expressing himself. He doesn't.
But if honestly, if no kids hit in the playground, then how would all of our kids learn how to deal with someone who hits?
It's true.
So I don't know. That's why I'm sort of like all flavors. Mm-hmm. I agree. I think that's such a beautiful way to put it. So like, I don't know. In conclusion, I guess, right? Like the only thing we can do is stop ourselves from judging or having that internal conversation. Like, we're not going to not judge, right?
We're forever going to judge.
We're always going to judge. But before we sort of put it on someone else, check yourself. And like, what do I do that's imperfect?
Be like Laura. Laura likes to have an inner monologue about what's happening.
Don't throw stones from glass houses. Your house
People
is
in glass.
People
in glass houses shouldn't throw stones.
Yes. Your house is glass. So if you throw a stone, someone
You're
else
You're breaking your shit.
Other players could just throw a stone and break you down too.
Yeah.
But maybe I'm just saying that because I apparently am such a bad mom. Oh my God, another one that I have done is like my kid crying in the car seat. Have taken out the kid in a moving car once or twice to like breastfeed in the back seat. I've done that.
We're all just living, you guys. We're all just trying to get through this.
But that's the thing. Like, I think it's important to admit to these that we do these sorts of things once in a while. Like, and I don't think that's a good thing to do, and I don't condone it.
Yeah, we definitely don't condone that.
No, but, like, things happen.
Yeah.
And when we admit that we're imperfect, other people can admit that they're imperfect and stop feeling bad about themselves.
Instead of putting yourself on this pedestal that you're the most perfect mother that's ever lived, you're not. I'm not. You're not. Nobody's a perfect mother.
Right.
And we're all just trying to survive the day.
And different philosophies are good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, all right, mom shamers.
Yeah. Stop shaming.
Stop shaming. We love you, though.
Yeah.
We can't live without you.
Yeah.
We can't not be you.
Because we are. We're all each other.
Yes. We're all the same.
Mm-hmm.
But we're all so different.
It's like a cesspool of motherhood.
Oh, God. Ew. I know. Doesn't it feel gross sometimes? I just wish I could stop. Just stop with the insanity.
Stop the insanity.
But I wish there's so many ways to raise kids. Like, it's like, you can't.
It's stressful. It's like, what way do I want? But it's almost like I want all the different ways. Except, you know, I'm not one to hit my kids. I'm not going to hit my kids. That was another people who kept talking about.
Yeah, some are just kind of like, don't do's. Some things are just like, don't do that.
Yeah. But a lot of people were raised getting spankings and then they're going to spank their kids in the cycle.
You think so? I don't think people are spanking anymore.
Yes!
Really?
Yes! I had a lot of people write in and say that they judge people for spanking their kids.
Spanking?
Yeah, I've seen people spank their kids in public.
What?
Yes!
No!
Where do you live?
I live in Brooklyn. Nobody's spanking in Brooklyn.
Oh, they do here.
I mean, maybe in parts of Brooklyn, but where I live in Brooklyn, there's no spanking.
Spank their butt. Yeah.
There was a nanny pinching.
A nanny?
A nanny was pinching. I don't know. I was like, ooh, this is why I don't know about nannies. Because I'm like...
Yeah, you need a nanny cam on that baby's body.
Yeah, but they were walking. They were on the street.
That's gross.
I know. I didn't say anything, though. Oh, my God. You know what? In the survey, what was it? 91% of people said they would step in if someone was, like, mom-shaming another mom. And they would step in on their behalf.
Oh, I would. Maybe.
I don't know. I think I would.
It depends on the situation. If someone's like, how dare you do that to your kid? It depends what they were doing. Like, if the mom wasn't doing something, like, dangerous.
Right. Or like, it's so situational.
Yeah, very situational. But if someone's like, oh, how could you let your kid not wear a jacket today? That's disgusting. Be like, excuse me, bitch, sit down.
I know. I find that very annoying. The shaming about what their kid is wearing. Yeah. Just relax.
You don't know what it's like so annoying to dress a toddler.
That's super annoying. I was at Disneyland and I heard someone say, don't hit your kid in the stall. Like, she was like yelling it. But like, I was like very near the stall and it didn't sound like she was hitting her kid. It sounded like the kid just like didn't want to go to the bathroom. And so she was like, you're going to go to the bathroom, like holding the kid down.
Oh, yeah.
But there was some banging going on in there. I didn't hear a slap. I was just like, whoever's yelling, it sounds like they're like, don't have kids or something.
The happiest place on
earth. Disneyland is the happiest place on earth.
It's definitely not.
It's definitely where people go to like melt.
Parents hate their life at Disneyland.
The problem is those kids didn't get naps. So like the whole park starts to have a meltdown around like 3-4 o'clock.
I feel like the people who work there probably never want kids.
It's like parents zoned out eating turkey legs and the kids just like hitting each other.
Like the dole pineapple.
Wild. Anyway, wow. A lot to unpack there. Feeling very attacked by all the answers, but also very, you know what, of all the things that people said they criticized others for, it was wonderful at the end to hear all the things people wanted to say to people who have been shamed, which is basically like, you do you, as long as you're doing your best, you're doing great, everyone's going through a rough time, like, glad you're managing well, whatever it is. Yeah, these strangers don't know shit.
They don't. They're just a little judgy McJudgers.
I want a stranger to judge me just so I can, like, go off on them now.
I feel empowered. Let's do this. Let's go out there now.
Let's go out there and just, come like, tear me. Down these mom shamers. Yeah. Clap back. Everyone needs to be clapping back all the time. This is, I'm terrified for our Instagram comments this episode. Yeah. So, I don't know. Anyway, mom shaming, that's it. If you've mom shamed, if you have things you want to mom shame about, you could leave it in the comments, but we're all going to shame you back.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Because we are all in this together.
We're all in it together at mombestfriend.pod on Instagram. You can find us there. Let us know in the comments how you feel about mom shaming. This is Laura.
And Emma.
Signing off.
Bye.